In this week's parsha, we have the prohibition of kolayim. So the Rabban explains that the entire prohibition of kolayim is predicated upon the fact that we're not allowed to mix different things within the brio, within creation, that are not meant to be mixed. Rosh Baruch Hu created it that plants and animals and one another, everything's supposed to be separate. They're not supposed to mix with one another. If we look in the Torah, in Perek Yutes, Pasuk Yutes, when the Torah presents the nature of the prohibition of kolayim, first it lists the prohibition of kilei behema, not mixing two animals together. Then it lists kilei zarim, not mixing two plants together, seeds together. Then finally it lists kilei begadim, shatnez, that you can't mix one limb together. And there's a hierarchy. First we go from the most living thing, namely animals. Then we go to the next most living thing, plants. And finally, we go to an inanimate object, clothing. And if you think about it for a second, what would be above animals on this list of hierarchy? It would be human beings. That you might think that there should be a prohibition of kolayim by human beings, that two different human beings that are different also should mix. But if you look in the pasuk before the prohibition of kolayim, what's that pasuk? It's the pasuk of lehafleich kamocha. The Torah is telling us that human, unlike when it comes to other objects, when it comes to animals, when it comes to plants, when it comes to shatnez, then different species aren't supposed to mix. No. When it comes to human beings, they have to lehafleich kamocha, that despite the fact that you're different, you still have to love every single Jew like yourself. And I think this message is very important for this time period of the year. Sirius Omer, Rabbi Kiva, is Talmidim who passed away because they didn't treat kavod to one another, that we have to show our love to other Jewish people, despite the fact that we may be different, we're not exactly the same. But the message that the Torah is telling us to kolayim is that kolayim is relevant to animals, it's relevant to plants, but human beings, even though we're different, we still must love one another.